it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big show on tap for you today as we have each and every day. I'll set the table for you in just a minute. But as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we'll tell you the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. And we're starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings at the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And then finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we couldn't be any more grateful for the service of those good people in our armed forces to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. This edition of the Attack, we're going to talk NBA and their player association agreeing to a 7-year new collective bargaining agreement. We'll talk about the details of the agreement as we know them and what it means to the future of the NBA as a league and its players. Got a whole bunch of college football talk, whole bunch of NFL news. And we have a guest at 40 after hour number 1, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. He's Pat Chun. He's the athletic director of Florida Atlantic University. And we'll talk to him about the hiring of Lane Kiffin as FAU's head football coach. It's a jam-packed edition of the Attack. We'll tip it off talking the NBA, specifically the labor peace that's coming as a result of the new collective bargaining agreement. That's next on the Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Granger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Granger.com/lockout, tagout. And now a word from Granger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
And we're going to be talking a lot of sports in this two-hour edition of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. Or hit me up on Twitter in 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Place we're going to start today is with the NBA and the NBA Players Association having reached a tentative agreement on a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. Huge news in the world of the NBA. It's a deal where both sides have an opt-out clause after 6 seasons or after 6 years. But in the big picture of things, why this is so important, labor peace and harmony between the league and its union for the foreseeable future. That's what makes this so important. There are other aspects of the agreement itself that make it very, very important. And we'll dive into a bunch of those. And we're going to take a big chunk of this first hour and focus on the NBA and the NBPA agreeing on a new collective bargaining agreement. And it looks like it's just a formality. Both sides have to ratify the agreement. And both sides have agreed to push back the opt-out option or the expiration of the previous collective bargaining agreement into January. So that way both sides have a chance to review, vote, and ratify the agreement. So it looks like it's all but a foregone conclusion that there will be labor peace in the NBA for the next 6 years. That's one reason this deal is so huge and so important. The other reason this is so important, then we'll get into the details of the numbers and the nuts and bolts. It's the class and the harmony and the respect that the two sides show for each other in the course of these negotiations that you simply don't see around professional sports. You look at the NFL. Yes, they came to an agreement the last time and avoided a work stoppage that would cost either side any money and have the interruption of any significant football. But those two sides have such an acrimonious relationship. The league has disdain in many ways for the union that represents its players. And the players, they hate the league. They hate the National Football League. And it's such an acrimonious relationship with finger pointing and anger. Even when they do come to an agreement, there's an ugliness to the agreement. There's a disconnect and a lack of harmony and a lack of continuity between those two sides that always threatens the game of football on the NFL level in some way. And the National Football is already a league that is starting to have its issues. A lot of them have to do with player safety and the inconsistency with which they dole out punishment as it relates to their personal conduct policy. We're starting to see the dominance of the National Football League and the American sports pantheon be chipped away at. And the disharmony between the league and its union is just another issue in that problem for the National Football League. And it's a problem that the NBA quite simply doesn't have. If you look at their labor negotiations, never a crossword between Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, and Michelle Roberts, the head of the NBPA. They're a united front. They're unified in their effort to get the best for the sides that they represent, but also make a fair deal for both sides, avoid a work stoppage of any kind, and avoid the mudslinging that so often comes in these labor negotiations. This is how a thriving professional sports league like the National Basketball Association and the other major professional sports leagues in the United States, not that some of them are not without their problems, but even with the problems the NFL has, it is a thriving professional sports league making billions and billions of dollars a year. They should take a cue from how the NBA handles its contract negotiations and how Adam Silver and Michelle Roberts accord themselves in the negotiation process. So if you're Damaris Smith and you're Roger Goodell, take a look at how Adam Silver and Michelle Roberts handled themselves. And maybe you'll learn something, and it'll be something your league will certainly benefit from. And again, in these negotiations, in an effort to make sure that there is no labor strife, both sides made compromises and made them easy without fight and battle. And everybody benefits. The last time there was a work stoppage, the league needed to reset the salary structure and the distribution of revenue because you had a whole bunch of teams in the NBA losing money. That's no longer the case. All the NBA teams are profitable. So profitability for NBA teams is not an issue. They're all thriving. These players are thriving. And each side had specific things that they wanted. So there were compromises. But again, compromises without acrimony and without discord went very, very smoothly. Neither side dropping the hammer on the other. And each side getting some very important things that they want. So as a result, all parties prosper. In the NBA, each and every NBA team, profitable. No issues with haves and have-nots as it relates to market size and the ability to prosper and profit as a team owner. For the players, you look at this collective bargaining agreement, and we'll get into some of the details and some of the minutia. All the players prosper. And all the players benefit. So many times when the terms of these collective bargaining agreements are leaked out or actually given to us completely and above board and without us having to go through various sources by the respective league and or the union, we come to find a lot of times that within the Players Association, it's the stars that benefit the most, and the journeyman players and the young players and the guys that aren't at the very top of the salary structure don't benefit nearly as much from the new CBA as the stars do. That wasn't the case here. Every layer and every level of NBA player, from rookie to minimum salaried veteran to exception level player, all benefit. All prosper. Moreover, not related to this CBA, the NBA Players Association took a bunch of money out of their own coffers to do a better job of taking care of past retirees and trailblazers, something the other professional sports and generally labor unions around the country simply do not do. The current constituency and active constituency always takes away from the retirees. So applaud the NBA and the players for having the foresight and wherewithal to not put greed above all else and say we have to get every penny of this for ourselves right now that we can. And they're making sure that their old guard, the trailblazers, the retired players, that they're well taken care of. And these NBA players as a group and their leadership led by Michelle Roberts have the foresight to realize you're the active player now. One day you'll be the retiree, and us giving a nod to our retirees and making sure they're well taken care of despite the amount of money that you make may be a great benefit to you one day. So all around, both sides handled these negotiations brilliantly with class and grace. All sides prosper. All sides benefit. Within the players' side of this, every layer and every level of player benefits. It's a home run for all involved, and it is literally a blueprint in how labor negotiations should be handled between a league and its players. More on the NBA and NBPA having reached a tentative agreement on a collective bargaining agreement right after this very short timeout.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s perhaps. Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
I think it's already there as we continue with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Main topic of discussion right now is labor peace in the NBA for a minimum of the next 6 years and perhaps as many as the next 7 years. As the National Basketball Association and the NBPA, its Players Association, have reached a tentative agreement on a 7-year collective bargaining agreement that has an opt-out after 6 years. And thus far, most of what I've talked about is from an overview perspective. And it's the fact that the negotiations were handled with so much class. Adam Silver, Michelle Roberts, really laying a blueprint or drawing a blueprint of how labor negotiations should be handled by two leagues that are prospering. Everybody, as far as the NBA is concerned, all their owners, they're all making, the league's making money, all their 30 owners making money. For the players, great job of making sure that every level of NBA player benefits from this deal, not just the stars. And that's so many times what you see happening when you see CBAs ratified. The stars get all the benefits. The journeymen struggle. It's what happens in the NFL. And like I said in our last segment, D'Amora Smith and Roger Goodell should really go to school on how the NBA handled their negotiations and try that approach instead of the acrimony and ugliness that often come with NFL labor negotiations and often come with the contract that results in that NFL owners continue to thrive, star NFL players thrive, but those at replacement level, those that are journeymen, those that are rookies, and those on their first contract don't enjoy nearly the fruits that the stars do. Their labor contracts always seem to benefit just the stars. Go to school on what the NBA and its Players Association did. The compromise, the class, the ability to benefit all parties involved and all levels of all parties. It's a real home run. Let's get into some of the details here. Just so you have an understanding, and a lot of this is based on reports that I've read from various sources, from ESPN.com, CBSSports.com, and some other sites around the internet, as no official details have been made available. But it appears the revenue split's going to be the same, 51-49 in favor of ownership. Average annual salary looks like it will escalate from around $5 million a year to $9 million a year. There's going to be big jumps all over the place, not only for those superstars, and we'll get to how much their contracts are going to be able to grow, but looks like a 45% increase in the rookie wage scale. Minimum salary deals look like they're going to go up somewhere in the area of 40 to 45%. Mid-level and biannual exceptions around the same area. So again, you're starting to see things spread across all levels. You know, big increase in the rookie wage scale. Big increase in the exception level deals. Big increases in rookie salary deals. A roster that expands from 15 to 17, so there are more jobs. Those last two spots on the roster will be akin to those hockey two-way contracts. Basically, the NBA player, number 16 and 17, on days he's up with the team, he'll be paid prorated portion of the NBA minimum. When he's down on the NBDL level, he'll be paid a prorated portion of a $75,000 a year contract. And the NBDL salaries look like they're going to go up significantly, so there'll be an opportunity for developmental players to make at least a reasonable living. The NBA, has, as part of these negotiations, has now given the Players Association control of player licensing agreements like the other league has. Obviously, the NBA will continue to handle negotiations for their trademarks and whatnot. But in previous collective bargaining agreements, it was the league that controlled player likeness licensing agreements. And that was a big bone of contention here. But very quietly, very graciously, and in a very classy manner, the NBA and Players Association came to an agreement on that. And that is something now that the Players Association will control. And I'm guessing that was one of the exchanges. You get that. We keep the 51-49 split in our favor. We're going to do some things, and all sides agree to this, to benefit the players as far as minimizing the grind on them over what is a very long NBA season. They're going to do it by making it longer and moving up the start date approximately a week. But what that allows schedule makers to do, a lot less back-to-backs, a lot less threes and four, three games in 4 nights and 4 games in 5 nights. And that can only benefit the players and in many ways only benefit the fans in that you won't buy a ticket to a Memphis Grizzlies-Cleveland Cavaliers game and get there and find out that LeBron, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love are all resting. And, you know, that was one of the stories that we didn't get to yesterday, but a big story. Happens around the NBA a lot, and fan bases are left disappointed. Fans who buy tickets expecting to see the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers don't see all of them, and they get disappointed. Maybe starting the season a week earlier, extending the days and helping the schedule makers eliminate or reduce those back-to-backs and 4 games and 5 nights situations will allow these players to be rested less and allow everybody that buys a ticket to see the best NBA product every night. I guess some other things that we should get into are the over 36 rule that really hurt a lot of the older NBA stars looking for that last long-term deal that would carry them past the age of 36. That's been moved up to now an over 38 deal. So it'll be a lot easier for the LeBron James, the Chris Paul, those type of superstars to get the max money deal for 5 years. And that deal is going to be in excess of $30 million a year. The new max money deal, I believe, is going to be it's going to be somewhere approaching $210 million over the length of the deal, and it's going to be in excess of $30-plus million a year in annual salary. Also, and I don't know the details as to why, as they really haven't been released, and nobody's been able to make it clear to me in anything I've read. One of the other things you're going to see is a concerted effort. This was something that was important to the league. We're starting to see super teams develop over the last decade, and it's been problematic for the league. And smaller market teams or less sexy teams have had issues with their stars leaving. So in this collective bargaining agreement, it looks like there's going to be a lot of provisions that are going to allow teams to keep their stars and keep them at home and really provide a balanced competitive landscape around the NBA and not make for such easy opportunities for super teams. So that's something to think about. Now with this latest deal, you're probably not going to see a lot of the 1 and 2 year the 2 year deals with the 1 year opt out that LeBron has signed of late, that Kevin Durant signed, because everybody kind of knows where the money is. All the TV deals are in place. The new collective bargaining agreement is in place. They moved the over 36 deal back to an over 38 deal. So these veteran stars that have been playing it 1 and 2 years at a time, they'll sign the long-term big dollar max money deal, and they'll be locked up and they'll have a home for the balance of their career. So you won't see all the hopping around that you've seen or all these players constantly entering into free agency. So I think all around, the NBA and the Players Association have done a brilliant job. The one other thing I didn't mention that I'll mention, no more amnesty rules. So you won't be able to buy out a bad deal anymore if you're an NBA team. And at the end of the day, those are most of the details on this collective bargaining agreement. And when you look at it and when you listen to what we're talking about, it's truly good for all parties involved. It's win-win. The league gets what they want. All 30 teams will continue to be profitable for the next 6 to 7 years without issue. They're making a concerted effort to do away with the super teams and not have smaller market, less sexy teams, teams that don't generate quite as much revenue. They're not going to lose their stars when they come up against a contract, when they're up for a new contract. That's something. I mean, some will move. Of course, there'll be opportunities for movement. But the super teams that have been forming over the last decade, that's not going to happen anymore, or it's going to be a lot harder to do. So the NBA gets profitable teams, competitive balance, and not having some of their teams lose all their stars to other teams. And there probably will be no super teams. So that's what the NBA wanted, and that's what they got, along with their labor certainty and cost certainty. For the players, what they got is a huge jump in salaries. All levels of player and all levels of salaries benefit. They got control of their player likenesses. And they're going to get a schedule that's more friendly on their bodies. A home run for all parties involved. Other professional sports leagues. And baseball seems to be getting it right, but the NFL? Be smart. Study what the NBA did. They have the right idea, and you don't. Next up, we'll switch to the college football gridiron. Pat Chun, Florida Atlantic University Athletic Director, joins us next, and we'll talk about the program hiring Lane Kiffin as its new head football coach. That's next here on The Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. But now let's go out to the phones and bring in, from sunny Boca Raton, Florida, he's the athletic director of Florida Atlantic University, and he's Pat Chun, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Pat, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to talk to you.
Hey, do you want me to tell you what the temperature here is today, or just don't bring it up?
I already know. I looked it up. I think it's about 70 degrees right now. Yeah, the high is going to be about 80.
Yeah. The cold front is coming through, so we're going to bring our coats out for the 70 degrees.
Yeah, you have to wear a coat in 70 degrees. You should come up here to New York where I'm based. Right now, I think, let's see what they say the exact temperature is, because it's been steadily going down all morning long. I'll look it up now, and then we'll get 27 degrees with a brisk wind, so the wind chill feels like it's about 22. It was fun walking the dogs this morning before the show. What do you say we dive right in and
fire
get
away.
To, you know, and hey, I'm going to be fair. I'm going to be balanced. You seem prepared for everything we're going to throw at you. Let's start with, it's kind of generic, but it gives you an opportunity to tell us, really, what does the hiring of Lane Kiffin mean to this growing Florida Atlantic football program?
I think it means that where we're at in 2016/17 for a football program that's 15 years old, that we're able to attract the best coach possible to lead us in the near term. You know, we had to make a move with our past coach. He actually did an extraordinary job in terms of recruiting. As you guys are aware, we live right in the heart of one of the most robust high school football playing areas in the country, where there's droves and droves of college coaches that come to our part of the country to recruit. So we've always felt that if we had the right coach and the right people that surround a program, we could do some extraordinary things here. So, you know, I think a part of this is, as we're at today, we, you know, I tell people you would be shocked with the quality of candidates that we spoke to regarding this job. Lane did emerge as the best candidate for the job. When it's all said and done, I think we're fortunate to have a person of his credentials accept this job. And I think, you know, in all seriousness, Lane 4.0, as I like to call him, because this is his fourth head coaching job, you know, he makes it pretty clear that what happened at USC really humbled him. What he has learned from Coach Saban over the past 3 years is kind of like getting a PhD in coaching. And if you consider his bachelor's and master's degree worth the Raiders, USC, and Tennessee, I think we really got, you know, there's a little element of luck here, but we got a coach that can really do some significant things and help Florida Atlantic accomplish its goals within its football program.
You were very wise in your choice of words. You mentioned near term. What are your expectations for Lane Kiffin building this program and staying there long term because of where you are, the resources that you have at Florida Atlantic that a lot of people don't realize, that beautiful new stadium that seats about 30,000 people, that as success comes and maybe profile comes, you have an opportunity to expand. Talk about trying to keep Lane Kiffin there long term and really, really move the profile of this program up. And I'll make the analogy in many ways to TCU, who, like you guys, sits in a hotbed of recruiting and was a smaller program that within the last 10 to 15 years under Gary Patterson ended up in the Big 12 and ended up as one of the highest profile programs in all of college football.
Well, I think someone used the analogy that if you hired a coach and they're not asking you that question, then you probably hired the wrong coach. You want a coach that the expectation is he's going to win fast and leave. But I will tell you two things. One, there's no crystal ball, and I'm not naive to the fact that the marketplace is pretty busy for a coach that knows how to win and can build a program. I'll also tell you this in all my conversations with Lane is he's at peace with his career. He's at peace with what he's done. I think a lot has to do with what's happened in his life the last 3 or 4 years. But I think the lure of this job was the opportunity to do something totally different. He's not coming in for he's not replacing Phil Fulmer. He's not replacing, Pete Carroll. He's not working for Al Davis. He's here to really try to use the sport of football to help young people accomplish their goals and teach life lessons and do something here that's never been done before. The sense of excitement he had just sitting in that chair in his office, because this is him. It's him, a notebook, his cell phone, and he's working to build something of his own through Florida Atlantic University. So I understand what the job market is. I told him, you know, directly whether he's here, if he's here 1, 2, 3 years, and you know, a school with bigger resources comes calling, you know what? I'll hug him goodbye, because that means he's done exactly what he set out to do at Florida Atlantic.
You know, I made some pretty bold comparisons there, and I brought in TCU, which I think could be somewhat valid. Talk about what your expectations are for this program 10, 15 years down the line? You know, do you see yourselves being perhaps a big conference type program, or at the very least, maybe one of the very best and highest profile Group of Five football programs with the resources that you do have, including that rich and powerful Florida recruiting base?
Well, I think a couple things changed for us. One, building that stadium. Two, we have a $40 million facility that we're going to break ground on here in early January. And the third one was our president made a commitment to go into a marketplace where we could attract a coach like Lane Kiffin. The reality, you know, I think we signed him to a 5-year contract, $950,000 a year. I mean, for Lane, that's over. I think that's like a $500,000 pay cut from where he was at. But it was a tremendous increase for what we're doing in the past. So when you put the whole combination together, because once our facilities are complete, I will tell you we'll have the best facilities in the state south of Gainesville. Where we sit geographically, the thought was always, all right, if we have the right makeup within our institution, you know, our institution's growing. State of Florida Board of Governors metrics, we're the number one school in the state. You know, all these things are going in our direction where, man, if we got the right coach who could just put everything together and just get us rolling in the right direction, we could do something extraordinary here. There is a reality here that once we get going, and assuming we always have the right coach, the quality of high school athletes that are here, this thing is very sustainable. So it's no different. And the TCU analogy is really good because what makes them, you know, if they were in the middle of Idaho, unfortunately, you wouldn't be able to get enough high school kids to sustain that talent. But where we sit geographically right now, it's, you know, I've joked around with people I've talked to. If I said, hey, there's only 5 high schools you're allowed to recruit from, go to those 5 high schools, you know, we should be able to put together a winning football team.
Work for Tom Herman in Houston. Yeah, they didn't have the budget of the other big schools in Texas. He hardly ever got on an airplane and had a great recruiting class.
Dominated so, Houston. Yeah, he dominated Houston.
Dominate South Florida. You got a shot. And that's the voice of Pat Chun, Florida Atlantic University Athletic Director, joining us here on The Attack. And, you know, we mentioned it earlier on in our discussion, and we talked about Lane's baggage. It's real. You sound like you addressed that with him very thoroughly in the room, and that, you know, some of these transgressions and some of the things that happened in his past made him a better man today. Talk a little bit about the baggage, the concerns, and why you guys were comfortable hiring Lane despite some of the baggage that he carried into this job and through his career the last number of years.
Well, the one of the unique things about Lane, and as I told our president as we started talking about him as a potential candidate, you know, because, I mean, if you just based it on the number of Twitter followers, he's the most popular coach in our state, college or pro. And because of the way in which the exits happened at some schools passionate about their football program, there's a lot of noise, you know, truth or myth out there about Lane. So the fairest thing for us to do was just to make an assessment on who he is today. And the thing that struck me the most in all my interactions with him really over the last week, because these coaching searches happened really fast, you know, the first characteristic I tell everyone is humility. And that's why I told you earlier where I believe he's at peace with his career and the way he talks. And, you know, there's a term in our business that he may have been Sabanized. And when you hear him talk and he talks about the process and how he's going to, you know, how Nick had affected him, those are the things that really resonated with me. You know, we all grow up. You know, and I didn't know him prior to talking to him, so that's probably a good thing. I mean, we did a thorough analysis, a thorough vetting. You know, we used data analytics to profile who might be the best coach for us. When it was all said and done, Lane's that guy, and I think we're fortunate to get him.
Now, his first big recruit comes in, and I know this young man was talking to you guys before Lane got there, and it's the former Florida State quarterback, DeAndre Johnson. Talk about how he's changed as a young man after being dismissed from Florida and why Florida Atlantic University is comfortable with being the program that gives a talented quarterback in DeAndre Johnson a second chance.
Well, you know, and it's a little bit unfair for what the national media is saying about Lane because this was a young man that our previous coach and the offensive coordinator actually brought to me in early November so we could have plenty of time to do a thorough background check and character check and all the things you need to do to for a kid that's had issues. You know, the reality is this, is DeAndre had one inexcusable, horrific evening in his life. And that we cannot change, that he cannot change. The thing that struck me about him is when he talked to all the people around him, people from his high school, people that are currently with him at his junior college, they talk about a person who never had that issue in the past, and as well as has always been a leader and really an upstanding person. What really drew us to him was the fact that he was going to use that horrific, inexcusable event in his life to better people. And he's gone around and he's spoken to high schools and he's spoken to colleges and he's spoken to groups about violence and losing your temper and putting yourself in the right situations. And we actually had a meet with our vice president for student affairs, our associate athletic director for student athlete support services, and they're going to joint work together to do programming on our campus to talk about violence and abuse and things of that nature. So I've told people here locally, we are not in the market to find the perfect person. And because if we were in that market, we'd be looking forever. We want people who want to grow. And when you sit down and you talk to him and you talk to his mom and dad, he has grown from this experience. He wants to make a difference. I believe that platform that he has put him on, I think when the story is finally written about DeAndre, they're going to talk about a young man who had one horrific, inexcusable event happen to him one evening, but he actually turned out to be someone who made a difference in the community and the lives he touched because of that one horrific evening.
Final one from me, final one before we let you run, because you've been so gracious with your time. We got about a minute left. The Boca Raton Bowl and this stadium that we've talked about a couple of times, what does it mean to this program? Because it's a beautiful stadium with a view of the Atlantic Ocean. Lane's new office will have a view of the Atlantic Ocean. I'm incredibly jealous. And would happily, if you took a zero off of his salary and gave it to me, I'd happily do my show 5 days a week from your offices staring out at the view of the Atlantic Ocean. But just quickly, in about a minute or so, talk about those two things, the stadium and the Boca Raton Bowl, and what they mean to this program.
Well, I think it's indicative of what where we're going to go, because that bowl game is owned and operated by ESPN, and that company, as you're well aware, is not in the business of losing money. So when they were looking to expand their bowl game inventory, it was timing and circumstance that made us a very attractive place. So I think once more eyeballs, like Lane understands what he's getting into and the opportunity space here. ESPN understood what they're getting into and the opportunity space here. I think with that Boca Raton Bowl, it's just indicative of, wow, this isn't your normal mid-major because of where we sit geographically. I mean, this is a vacation town at the end of the day. It's a wonderful institution, but man, the quality of high school prospects that live in our area, this thing is one of the best mid-major jobs out there.
Pat, you've been so gracious with your time. Your answers are honest. They're forthright. They're fair. Hopefully you're satisfied. We gave you a balanced interview and an opportunity to explain things and the choices that you made. I think you made the right choice. I think you articulated it very well. Hopefully you'll take our calls again down the line as the program continues to evolve and develop, and maybe even the basketball program gets on track and makes the NCAA tournament. We'd love to talk to you again.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and feel free, if you ever want to go on location, we'll put you right by the beach.
Thanks so much, Pat. Really do appreciate it. Happy holidays to you. Let's do it again soon.
All right, thank you, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Pat Chung, Florida Atlantic University Athletic Director, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, and telling us what went into the choice of Lane Kiffin as their head football coach. Comfortable with the past, looking at the man today and going forward. They think he can raise the profile and bring success to this fledgling program. Only time will tell. We thank Pat Chun for joining us. We'll tie a bow around hour one of the attack right after this short timeout.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Spano and Black Attack continues as we get ready to tie a bow around hour number one. I'm Joe Spano. Again, thanks to Pat Chun, the Florida Atlantic University Athletic Director. And he really, he was open, he was honest, he was forthright, and he gave us his thoughts on Lane Kiffin coming to Boca Raton and helping to grow that football program. Was honest from everything about realistically how long Lane will stay there, to where they can be, to Lane's baggage, to bringing in DeAndre Johnson, and a whole lot more. We appreciate it. You'll hear from Pat again and other people around the Florida Atlantic program. As stories develop, as Lane has success, we'll try and get Lane on. Basketball program has success, we'll have their coach on. So this is now a program that is a friend of the Spano and Black Attack, and we thank Pat Chun so much for some of his valuable time. Pat Chun and the NBA collective bargaining agreement dominated hour one. In hour two, we'll mix it up a little bit, and we'll go in a bunch of different directions. But now we're going to step aside, and then I'll be back with hour two, the Spano and Black Attack, right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We want you to keep going with the incredible innovation. There's nobody like you in the world.
President-elect Donald Trump praising the work of America's tech industry, holding a summit with top tech leaders yesterday. Many of them had not supported him in the November election. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
The president-elect also vowed to help U.S. tech companies by doing better trade deals.
Anything we can do to help this go along, and we're going to be there for you.
Executives from Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, Cisco, Amazon, and IBM attended the summit.
Yahoo blaming hackers for stealing personal information from over a billion users, the company releasing a statement saying it believes the August 2013 hack is separate from the security breach disclosed in September of this year. Stolen info may have included names, emails, and security questions and answers. This is USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.37%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
It wasn't a surprise, but the Federal Reserve's approving the first interest rate hike in about a year. And Terry Moore reports the quarter point increase is only the second rate hike in about a decade.
This is a very modest adjustment.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen said the economy has made enough progress during the ongoing recovery from the deep recession to justify another rate hike.
Over the past year, 2.25 million net new jobs have been created. Unemployment has fallen further.
Yellen spoke optimistically during a D.C. news briefing.
We expect the economy will continue to perform well.
Meantime, she again vowed to complete her term, which runs into early 2018.
Two juveniles accused of starting the deadly Tennessee wildfires could spend the rest of their lives in prison. They could be facing first-degree murder charges for the fires that killed 14 people, injured 175, and destroyed over 2,400 buildings. This is USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.37%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Before becoming president of the United States, Donald Trump is going to have to sit down for a deposition in New York City. A Superior Court judge ruling the president-elect will have to appear for the deposition in a case involving a contract dispute with celebrity chef Jose Andres. The deposition will take place the first week of January. Word is it could last 7 or 8 hours. The outgoing Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio is promising he will be releasing what he calls the newest revelations into the investigation into President Obama's birth certificate at a news event later today. Ted Houston has a preview from Phoenix.
4 years ago, Arpaio and Mike Zullo, his volunteer posse's chief investigator, announced their investigation had concluded Mr. Obama's Hawaiian birth certificate, released by the White House, was a forgery. They said when they deconstructed it electronically, it had multiple layers and features that weren't used on birth certificates in 1959. But Arpaio insisted it wasn't about where Obama was born. I don't care where he was born, Arpaio said, adding that there was no evidence Obama himself had committed a crime, and he might not even know his birth record was a fake. But someone, the sheriff said, forged it.
Again, that's Ted Houston in Phoenix. And pro basketball games will not be interrupted. The NBA and the Players Association reaching a tentative deal on a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. It is still pending ratification by players and team owners, but it's expected to get it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, good day, America. Here's Joe anyway, and this is hour two of a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY will get you to the front of the line. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. Big hour two out in front of us. I'll set the table in just a second, but as we do at the top of each and every hour, we let you know the many ways that you can check out all the great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, regardless of operating system. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And finally, last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And again, we couldn't be any more grateful for the great ladies and gentlemen that serve in our armed forces and protect our shores and borders. This hour, it's going to be all football. A little college football, a little NFL. It'll truly be a mixed bag. There's some good stories within the world of college football that need our attention, from LSU hiring a new offensive coordinator to, I guess, the continued evolving scandal as it relates to WikiLeaks, to Oregon getting a new defensive coordinator. So we'll hit all of those in this hour, hit all the late week NFL news, and give you a Thursday night football preview. That's the lineup for this hour here on the Spano and Black Attack. In our next segment, we'll stay with the college football gridiron, head down to Baton Rouge and talk about Matt Canada being the new offensive coordinator at LSU and what it means to Coach O and the Tigers program. That's next here on the Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Granger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Well, let's kick off hour two of the attack, much in the same way we ended hour one, talking college football. But instead of heading down to Boca Raton, Florida, and talking Florida Atlantic University football, we're going to head to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and talk LSU football as the LSU Tigers hire former Pittsburgh Panthers offensive coordinator Matt Canada as their new offensive coordinator. The only way I can describe this move for Coach O is brilliant. I understand you wanted Lane Kiffin in Baton Rouge as your offensive coordinator, and Lane would have done great things for that offense, there's no doubt. But in his mind, he had bigger fish to fry at Florida Atlantic. And he wanted to be a head coach one more time. And we talked to Pat Chun in the last hour. And again, go to sportsbyline.com. That interview will be up there in a matter of hours. And you'll be able to check it out if you missed it. Or you can probably catch it tonight on Best of Byline, 6 p.m. Eastern time, where we do that two-hour block of the best and brightest of Sports Byline programming. I have every confidence that you'll be able to hear our interview with Pat Chun sometime during Best of Byline between 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern time. Details will follow. If you follow us on Twitter at sportsbyline.com, we'll provide them for you. But that said, after losing out on Lane Kiffin, who, brilliant offensive mind, no doubt, look what he did for Nick Saban's offenses down in Tuscaloosa at Alabama. But getting Matt Canada is a pretty darn good consolation prize. This is just a brilliant move for Coach O. Not only is Matt Canada a brilliant offensive coordinator and offensive mind, what he brings to the table as far as his offensive style will pair brilliantly with the strengths of the LSU offense and of the LSU personnel as it's currently constituted. If you didn't watch a lot of University of Pittsburgh football this year, they're 8-4 on the year. They're going to a good bowl. They are a very, very good football team. They were hamstrung by putrid pass defense. But they could score with any team in America. And I think they only put up less than 30 once, and they put up over 40 on a whole bunch of occasions. And they ended their season in a matchup with Syracuse that looked like a basketball game. They scored so many points. So this is certainly a brilliant and creative offensive mind. And when you hear offenses that are number 10 in the nation in scoring, like Pittsburgh's was this year at 42.3 points a game, you're probably thinking this high-flying pass offense akin to what they do down in Lubbock, Texas, or what they do in Pullman, Washington, or what they do in some other places with these wide-open spread offenses that throw it 70 times a game. But that's not what Matt Canada does. And that's certainly right now with the personnel at quarterback for LSU in comparison to the personnel around the football field wouldn't necessarily be a good marriage. What Matt Canada is able to do is put together some of the most brilliant and intricate running game plans and offensive line blocking schemes that you will see anywhere in America. And he will run the football a lot with running backs, wide receivers. There's brilliant blocking schemes that make sure that that whoever is running the football will have big holes to run the football through. He will get something out of journeyman quality or slightly better quarterbacks. And that's what they have down at LSU. Dual threats quarterbacks fit his system very well. Even if they're not much of a running threat, but they're capable of passing from the pocket, Matt will make those adjustments and he'll run the football, as I said, in a myriad of other ways, with the tailback, with the wide receivers. He's very, very, very creative. And if you watch Pittsburgh and you look at what they had a great running back in John Connor. They had another terrific change of pace back. They had a stable of receivers that could run the football on jet sweeps and different things. And they had a very darn good offensive line that benefited greatly from some creative blocking schemes designed by Matt Canada. Well, now you take this offense down to LSU, where their Achilles heel for years has been quarterback play. They don't have one. They do not have capable quarterback play. That's the realities of the situation. LSU has suffered under Les Miles for years with substandard quarterback play. On the occasions where he got quality quarterback play, top third of the SEC caliber, they were a contender for a national title, or they won one. Anything less than that, and that's been the norm, and the offense has struggled at times, and they've been something of a disappointment in trying to climb ahead of Alabama and some other teams in a very competitive SEC West. That said, with Matt Canada, with the weapons they have there, because let's take a look at what's coming back next year for Coach O. It looks like, I think it's four of the five starters on the O-line are coming back. And it was a terrific O-line that could grade some road. So that O-line will be even better next year. And they will benefit from the creative blocking schemes that Matt Canada comes up with. Darius Geis is going to lead the running backs with Darrell Williams in tow. Well, Darius Geis is going to be the next great. If you don't consider him that already, he's going to be the next great LSU running back. Leonard Fournette is Adrian Peterson. He's Bo Jackson. He's Herschel Walker. Maybe he's all of them rolled up into one, and I think he's going to have a tremendous NFL career, and he was great at LSU. But the running game won't skip a beat with Darius Geis taking over. This is a guy who can catch passes out of the backfield, be a factor in the passing game, and an outlet option to these adequate passing quarterbacks, certainly not dynamic. But he can run the ball from scrimmage. He's a home run hitter waiting to happen. He's got wiggle, he's got burst, and he's got enough power to rip it up between the tackles and will be a great fit for this Matt Canada running game. You've got in DJ Chalk and Malachi Dupree at wide receiver. If they return, you've got some guys that you can use in this passing game, in this running game from the receiver position, as they are dynamic offensive sort of weapons. They have speed, they're explosive. You know, both of those guys may leave, especially Malachi Dupree. I have a feeling he'll get his draft prospects evaluated, and he may decide to leave. As, you know, he looks like he's going to be a pretty early draft pick in the NFL draft, and I don't think he gets hurt by the fact that LSU did not get particularly good quarterback play. But DJ Chark kind of burst on the scene. He's explosive. He's dynamic. He's athletic. I don't think he leaves, and I think he leads this receiver core, and I think he's somebody that they can use in the running game a little bit, the way Matt Canada used his receivers at Pitt. So I think it's a brilliant fit, and I think he'll coax something out of the passing game in Danny Etling. Or if they go back to a Brandon Harris, which I'd be incredibly surprised at, I got to make sure Etling's back. And yeah, he is. He's back. I think Danny Etling, unless they've got some big-time recruit that can come in and take the job, I think Danny Etling will be back at quarterback next year. I don't think Brandon Harris will throw enough to satisfy Matt Canada. And you look at a Danny Etling, is he any worse than a Nathan Peterman? Probably not. So I would be confident that is he any less of a running threat? Peterman wasn't much of a running threat. So I think that Matt Canada's offense next year in Baton Rouge will look an awful lot like that offense in Pittsburgh. The similarities are there. It's a journeyman game manager quarterback that he can get something out of, with a lot of similarities to Nathan Peterman and Danny Etling. A whole host of weapons to run the football and a great offensive line. So again, a brilliant move by Matt Canada. More college football right after this very short timeout here on The Attack.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps. Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best love record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365
One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
I think things are going to be very beautiful in Baton Rouge next year for the LSU Tigers as we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And a lot of topics to discuss. We spent a big chunk of hour one talking about the labor peace in the NBA. You can weigh in with your thoughts on a lot of what we discussed there, whether it be the great relationship that the NBA has with its Players Association and how valuable that's going to be to them down the line. To, shouldn't the NFL follow that trend instead of the acrimony they have? We talked about a lot of issues with the NBA coming up with a new and agreeing to a new collective bargaining agreement with their players. So you can weigh in on any side of that discussion that you like at 800-878-PLAY. You can piggyback our discussion that we had in hour one about the future of Florida Atlantic football with Lane Kiffin as the head coach. Take it in any direction you want to go there. Or the fact that Matt Canada is going to do a brilliant job at LSU and the potential is there for a very, very special season. And let's finish up with LSU, and then we'll move on to some of the other stories around college football. Again, with Dave Aranda returning as the defensive coordinator, and Dave Aranda is a brilliant D coordinator. I think Matt Canada is a terrific offensive coordinator. I think these two units have terrific coordinators that will put them in a position to succeed. The personnel is certainly there in Baton Rouge. The personnel will continue to be there as Coach O can flat out recruit. And players love to play for him, and they love to go to where he's coaching. The question is, did he learn from his failings at Ole Miss, and can he keep up on the sidelines on Saturday? A lot of times at Ole Miss in his first run, and he recruited great, great players. And I guess he was in many ways the guy that got things started there. But he didn't have success on the field, but he did get big-time recruits to go to Oxford, Mississippi. And at times he looked overmatched, but you look at his two interim coaching stints, first at USC and then at LSU, and he had very, very good success taking over programs that were in turmoil, big-time power programs that were in turmoil. And the players always seemed to go to bat for him and loved playing for him. And they didn't only like him, but they respected him because they brought it. So if those two interim stints are any indication that Coach O has learned from his mistakes in Oxford at Ole Miss, and he is actually a capable on Saturday on the sidelines head coach to go with these two wonderful coordinators, his ability to recruit, and the talent that's already there in Baton Rouge, I'd be very optimistic for a big season because Dave Aranda's defense is going to be strong. And Matt Canada's offense, I promise you, he will take the Tigers to places they haven't been offensively in a long, long time. They will pound the rock. They were 26th in the league, in the country running the football at Pittsburgh under Matt Canada. As good as Connor is, Geis is better. As good as the Pitt offensive line was, the offensive line at LSU is better. The athleticism the wide receivers can bring to the running game, that's better. The quarterback, comparable. And if you go look at Nathan Peterman's numbers and you go look at his performance, that's what Matt Canada will get out of Danny Etling. And I think they will go with Etling unless they bring in some big-time freshman who can earn the job right away. So I'm very optimistic on what this offense can look like. Because they ran it for 230 yards a game, and they threw it for an additional 218 with a game manager-type quarterback. Quarterback didn't make a lot of mistakes. They were 42nd overall as far as yardage offensively, but number 10 in points scored. And for a team that leans on the run, they scored a lot of points. They control clock. They do a lot of things well. So you take a Matt Canada offense and balance it with a Dave Aranda defense, there should be lofty goals in Baton Rouge. I'm very, very confident, and I love this hire for the Tigers. You're not going to be looking back 2 years ago saying, I wonder what if had Lane Kiffin come. You will be so happy down in Baton Rouge with Matt Canada. And I have a funny feeling with these two big-time coordinators and Coach O's ability to recruit, and I guess the improvement that we've seen, and I guess you have to hope for that, on the sidelines on Saturday. I think they got their man, the right man in Coach O, and I think they're going to have some big-time success in Baton Rouge, and I think there's going to be years where they go past Nick Saban's Alabama Crimson Tide, and they're in the college football playoffs. Watch out for the Tigers. I think they're going to be on the prowl. Let's head to Oregon, where Jim Leavitt leaves the University of Colorado to take the job as D coordinator of the Oregon Ducks. Willie Taggart's first big hire there, stealing Jim Leavitt from a conference foe, as he had done a brilliant job as a defensive coordinator in Boulder. This is a great hire for Colorado, for Oregon. And we'll see what Willie Taggart can do. Can he turn around the fortunes of a Ducks program that's fallen on hard times this year and had a very, very disappointing year in 2015 as well? Again, something that will certainly bear watching. And I guess the final football story, I started on it yesterday, but it's certainly not a story that is going away in any way, shape, or form. And it's WikiLeaks. This is a story that yesterday I talked about its bizarre nature. And, you know, the bizarre nature of this story feeds into why coaches are so distrusting of everybody as it relates to those outside the family or even within the family, but not directly in the family as coaches and players, getting a look at what's going on game plan wise. That said, we talked about the leak of parts of the game plan to the Louisville Cardinals by Tommy Elrod and his relationship with Lonnie Galloway, who is one of Louisville's assistant coaches on Bobby Petrino's staff. And it looks like there was an exchange of information. And it looks like Louisville was made aware of at least a handful of Wake Forest plays. And it looks like there was an ethical breach here. Lonnie Galloway took the proprietary information that was offered by Tommy Elrod, passed it along to the defensive coaches, and a coach's game plan for it. Now you get the kind of weak excuses from Tom Urich, the AD. Well, we didn't benefit from it. Same thing we've heard from Bobby Petrino. And you hear Tom Urich say, I'm disappointed that this issue has brought undue attention to our staff as we prepare for our upcoming bowl game. Come on, Tom. Are you kidding me? Information about the opposing team's game plan was offered to you and you took it. You then acted like, Bobby Petrino first acted like he wasn't aware of it, then acted like it was no benefit as Wake didn't run any of those plays. You're acting incredulous. No, it's an ethical violation. And I know in major sports, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But don't act like you didn't do it. And don't act like, we're out of line as the media and those investigating and asking questions that we're out of line questioning this ethical breach and questioning whether Bobby Petrino is being forthright with us. Bobby Petrino's a lot of things. He is maybe the best offensive mind in all of college football today. And he is a tremendous head football coach on the college level. He is all of those things. But ethically, there's an awful lot of room to question Bobby Petrino. He's never been the most forthright man in the world. He's been known to bend the truth, tell a lie, and it looks like that pattern's continuing. So to be incredulous at questions being asked about this and saying you're taking away from our preparation for the bowl game and that disappoints you, well, it shouldn't disappoint you. One of your assistants was provided with the opportunity to get some information on the Wake Forest game plan that he shouldn't have had access to. He didn't say no. And again, as I've said in sports, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And this is proof of it. He said, yeah, give me what you got. We coach together. Give me some 411. Galloway takes the information, takes it to the defensive coaching staff and says, here, this is what I know. Bobby Petrino either acts like he didn't know, then when he was aware, they didn't run any of those plays, so that makes it okay. We didn't gain anything. And AD acting like, please let it all just go away. And why are you asking these questions? So where there's smoke, there's fire. And I talked about this yesterday. Number one, you understand why these coaches are so paranoid. Number two, it looks like the leaks are far spread because now I've even heard that information was attempted. There was an attempt to forward some information to Army, who did beat Wake this year and then goes on to a bowl. So we'll find out more about that leak and whether the Army coaching staff accepted the information and whether they used it for their advantage, as this investigation is going to be far-reaching now. And we'll go all the way through the ACC and all the way through college football. And rightfully so. That's where we'll pick it up next here on The Attack. And then out of this, we'll roll into some NFL news, including a preview of the Thursday night matchup. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You keep it where it is.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power.
To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. Again, I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56. And there's a lot to talk about. Again, NBA labor peace, your thoughts on that. Your thoughts on Lane Kiffin going to Florida Atlantic. Your thoughts on the brilliant hire of Matt Canada as LSU's offensive coordinator and the very smart hire. Because not only have you made your defense better, but you took away a brilliant defensive coordinator from a team in your own conference in Jim Levitt going to Oregon. You can weigh in on all of those things. We're now finishing up our discussion on WikiLeaks, or WakeyLeaks, I should say. And then we'll roll into some NFL news and a Thursday night preview before we get you out of here. I guess my final thoughts on this, long story short, it's an ugly situation in Wake Forest, and one that I'll never understand as it relates to Tommy Elrod. Tommy Elrod. I'll never get this. The level of sour grapes that he had for not being retained as a coach. So I'll never understand it. But if you ever didn't understand the paranoia of college football coaches and NFL coaches or all coaches of major sports, well, now you got some understanding. This is why when you cover practice, you see nothing. This is why outdoor facilities, it's almost impossible to get a look inside from outside. Situations like this are exactly why. As far as Louisville, again, there was definitely an ethical breach. I don't know that I believe no advantage was gained. I probably don't. As a matter of fact, I can tell you I don't. I don't think Bobby Petrino's being forthright. He's a brilliant football coach. But his morals and ethics can certainly be questioned. Tom Urich, who wants to preserve the sanctity of his football program and basketball programs, because when Bobby Petrino left the last time and then Charlie Strong left, boy, they had issues in Louisville. I think he's trying to do damage control, and his method of damage control is not to acknowledge anything and act like nothing happened. But I think where there's smoke, there's fire. And I think you're going to come to find that there was a major ethical breach from the Louisville coaching staff taking advantage of the opportunity that was afforded them. I don't think Bobby Petrino, until he absolutely has to, will be honest and forthright about it. And I don't know what'll happen. I don't know if this'll be a big enough scandal that it'll cost him his job and make him a pariah in college football coaching. I don't know that it should either. You know, again, I get it. Ethics have been violated here. I get what everybody talks about with cheating and how it taints things. But just as I said it with Deflategate, everybody tries to cheat. And the mindset is if you ain't cheating and trying to get every edge you can, whether it be legal or skirting the rules and taking whatever opportunities are presented to you, if you ain't making that effort, you probably ain't trying as hard as your competition. It's one of the reasons New England's so successful. The reason they're the team that gets caught cheating in the NFL all the time is they probably cheat more than the rest, and they probably generally are better at it, but when you throw enough against the wall, you'll eventually get caught. And that's the reality, because Bill Belichick out-tries everybody, and more often than not, he outwins everybody. That may be the case here. I mean, we'll find out more. But I know that the Louisville Athletic Department is going to do everything they can to try and make this go away, try and mitigate the damage so that they're not in a position where they have to let Bobby Petrino go. But if they expect a sudden forthright nature from Bobby Petrino, you don't get that. He's a convicted liar who I wouldn't trust if his tongue was notarized. I'm going to have to be honest with you. That's what he is. Great football mind. But he's a liar. And if his tongue was notarized, I wouldn't believe anything he said. So it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds. And as it says in a great Sports Illustrated article, another follow-up that I read by Michael Rosenberg, this is a follow-up to the story I was talking about yesterday. Hey, if you want to know how to lie and be a little disingenuous and handle the Louisville media, the national media, and investigations and everything else, go down the hall of Rick Pitino's office. He's twisted the truth into a pretzel. And he's had more than his share of ethical violations, despite what everybody thinks. Yet he comes off as a program darling. He's immune. He's Teflon. So if you're Bobby Petrino, who's a little bit less likable than Rick Pitino, jump down the hall. See what he can do to help you handle this. I'm interested to see how this mess all falls out. But I think there's going to be a conference-wide investigation, and I think it may go beyond that as, Army is now a team that it looks like was given an opportunity to take this proprietary information. And I can tell you this, while they like what's going on at Army and while they love the direction of the program, if they come to find out that their coach did this, moral and ethical breaches are not going to be allowed at the U.S. Military Academy. Coach will be gone before you can blink an eye, winning or not. I guarantee you that. But it's a story we'll continue to watch. Let's roll to the NFL now. The Arizona Cardinals have cut Michael Floyd after his second DUI arrest in 5 years. He was found asleep over the steering wheel at a red light in his car. You know, and here's somebody who's had some history of issues with who he hung around with and responsible use of alcohol at Notre Dame. But it had seemed over the last several years that he had turned things around, changed his company, owned up to the errors of his ways. This is I don't know if this is a one-time transgression, dangerous, inexcusable. But also, maybe not indicative of who Michael Floyd is today as much as maybe his first arrest was indicative of who he was several years ago. 5 years ago. That's all I'll say. I don't know much more than that as far as background. I don't know who Michael Floyd is. I can't say to know him. Again, two DUIs in 5 years. It does mean you're doing something wrong. Means you may have to take a look in the mirror. All I can say, again, 5 years ago, the first DUI arrest, as even Michael admitted, was a clear indication of who he was. Not sure that this one is as much. Maybe a slip-up, but not, and maybe not a clear indication of who Michael Floyd is as a character or what kind of character and what kind of responsibility for his life that Michael Floyd is taking. And to that point, and I think we'll know a lot more in the coming days as teams around the NFL vet Michael Floyd, he just might land someplace else and not clear waivers. And somebody may take that final $800,000 on of his contract over these two games and perhaps a playoff run. You know, for the purposes of one of two things, either to help out a wide receiver core in need of a game breaker or a playmaker that can help fortify a playoff run and jumpstart an offense that maybe is struggling. Or maybe you bring him in. You spend the $800,000 and you're looking ahead to next season saying, boy, here's how we get some goodwill with a pending free agent. And maybe we get him for a discount. He decides to come here because maybe he is a difference. Maybe you see him as a difference maker. So there's a couple of possibilities and there's a pretty decent chance that somebody does claim him on waivers. And I think it may be pretty likely that he finishes the season somewhere else and not on his couch. Whether he's claimed off of waivers or all the teams decide not to claim him off of waivers, let him clear waivers, and then once he becomes a free agent, somebody reaches out to talk to him to give him the prorated minimum, the prorated portion of the veteran minimum, and maybe fortify themselves again, as I said, for a playoff run. So I think as this unfolds, we'll have a significantly better idea of maybe who Michael Floyd is. He might be looking at a suspension based on his violation of the personal conduct and substance abuse policy. Maybe his free agent hopes, because he's a free agent this offseason, maybe those hopes and dreams for the big contract have been curtailed for a couple of reasons. Number one, this latest arrest and the background checking and the vetting that will go with it. But also, it's been an up and down and inconsistent year, much as everybody has had in Arizona. You know, it was a guy coming off of last season who was poised for a big dollar, big year, long-term contract. I just don't know that that's there anymore. So it'll be interesting to watch. Again, certainly a talented receiver. I know he was in line for big money. I don't believe he's a number one receiver, but I'll say this. If you have a number one receiver and you need the bigger, still athletic, physical guy who will benefit from single coverage on the outside as the number two, there's your man. Get him up to speed on your playbook, and if all you're missing in your offense is a number two receiver, you just found one. I wouldn't make the mistake of signing him and giving him number one receiver dollars and number one receiver expectations, as I don't think he's that. But I do certainly think if you have that real deal number one that everybody pays attention to, he can benefit from that and be a dynamite 1,200-yard number two receiver and help your number three receiver, who's a dynamite slot guy, if that's the case. So I definitely think there's a market for him, I think, immediately, unless there's some real character issues, and certainly in the offseason. But I think with some of the things that have gone on and some of the questions about whether he's a true number one, and some injury issues as well, I don't think he's going to break the bank the way it looked like he might have coming off of last year. Let's get to the Thursday night preview. Thursday night football is here. And we get, I guess it would be fair to say, a less than thrilling matchup, but certainly a matchup that is not devoid of storylines. As the Seattle Seahawks at 8-4-1, they're a very, very talented football team, but they're dealing with some injuries, and they're certainly dealing with some consistency issues. They head home to CenturyLink Field, where they don't lose. And they take on a team that is in even more turmoil than them, possibly. And that's the 4-9 Los Angeles Rams, who fired Jeff Fisher, put John Fossil, their special teams coordinator, in as the head coach on a short week. So basically, John Fossil found the office and they headed up north. You can't make any changes to the game plan. So the lousy game plan that you had under Jeff Fisher offensively, you're going to have under John Fossil. So there's not going to be any change in the offensive game plan. I don't think they'll be able to do anything against an angry Seahawks group that, to be blunt, is going to look to put their stamp on the NFC. As we tie a bow around this Thursday edition, I'll give you my pick in a little more detail on why I think it's going to shake out the way it will. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You'll be sure not to turn that dial.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, I don't think it's any surprise to anybody how I feel about this game. Again, Seattle Seahawks have been inconsistent all season long, up and down, up and down. Defense is not 100% healthy, but it's still the better of the two units on the field defensively. Offensively, it's no contest, again, despite their inconsistencies. And if you don't think the Seahawks are going to be smarting coming off the 38-10 drubbing at the hands of the Packers, you're wrong. I know the Rams always give the Seahawks and the Cardinals trouble, but this is a team that's reeling. They're smarting. They're going to have to go on the road. Short week, no changes. The Seahawks are a 16-point favorite for a reason. And I think the realities of the situation are that the Seahawks roll. They get back on track with some of the struggles of the Cowboys of late. I still think they see a chance possibly of showing that they're the class of the NFC as opposed to the Cowboys, despite record. They're not getting the number one overall seed. I think that's highly unlikely. But, you know, they want to make sure they get that two seed and lock up that coveted bye week. And you got to win the ones that are out in front of you. Well, the Rams are one of the teams out in front of you. Then the Cardinals, and then you finish up with the 49ers. You know, go 3-0. You know, go 11-4-1. Lock up the two seed because you're not locking up the one seed. Lock up the coveted bye week and get a home game in your building before the NFC Championship game if you can make it that far. So, Seahawks will roll. Rams will show you exactly why they fired Jeff Fisher and how it's going to take a while to make any changes. On that note, we're out of here. Thanks to Pat Chun. Thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time. Thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Till we do it again tomorrow with a Football Friday edition of The Attack, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.